And then he would grow it out at dinner, supper time, or whenever he wanted, it'd be good and cool. And then they went to making kind of a refrigerator. They made a frame, and they enclosed it with ducking or something another. And they'd keep that wet, and they had benches in under that, and they'd put their milk and butter and stuff in under there, and it'd be, you wouldn't be surprised at how cool that kept it in there, keep them their things wet and all, and it'd keep it cool all day. Of course, you'd have to put water again, you know, on those covers that you had to keep it, but you'd be surprised at how cool it kept.
What do farmers call the place where their cotton and their corn grow? They say it grows out in the...
Huh?
The place where their cotton and corn grow?
Yeah.
They call that?
Well, farming land is, I guess, is about what they all called it. Had so many acres of cotton, so many acres of corn. And farming land.
They ever call it the field?
Huh?
Field?
Yeah, the field. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. It was a field, but there was so much lotted to corn and cotton. There wasn't no peanuts back, way back center north. Nobody knew anything about peanuts. But then peanuts got started, and it's one of the biggest crops now. And you can't get an allotment anymore for peanut land, they tell me. If you want to get in the peanut business, you've got to rent or buy a farm that's got an allotment on that farm to raise peanuts. You can't get any more allotment on just going by a farm and get a peanut allotment on.
Okay.
It's one of the best crops in the South here, at Oklahoma and Texas, and he take our president.
Oh, yeah.
But peanut
right.
crops all he run right. back there, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
His hometown's not too far from where I live.
Huh?
I said his hometown's not too far from where I live.
Yeah, is that so? Well,
it's a low town.
Yeah.
How do you like him?
I like him all right. I like him. Lots of them don't. A lot of the Democrats kind of criticize him, kind of fell out with him. Some of the Republican. Ford likes some of his things that he advocates, you know. I liked Ford. I thought he was a good man. But I think he hurt himself when he pardoned Nixon.
Yeah.
But he was under obligation to do that because Nixon appointed him in his place, you know. And Ford was, he said this and all, he said, I don't care who they run for president on the Republican ticket or the Democrat ticket. I'm going to be elected. But then he didn't. A lot of them fell out with him over Nixon. Nixon now admits that he swore lie himself in that Watergate business. And Mitchell and that other one, they're serving now their penitentiary sentence.